ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'Zchus Refuah Shleima Aryeh Chanoch Ben Reizel and Malka Kreindl Bas Reizel.
Today's shiur is on Eruchin Daf Chof. The Gemara in the Tapet Amud begins on the bottom of your Testament base with Bayi Rava Amdu Oymid Shal Nezakin. One who they evaluated him for an Oymid of Nezakin, he was Gnizikt, and they had a Bezin of Shloisha who gave him a Shuma. And then afterwards he said, my domim is upon me to give to Hekdish Mao. Me amino hamdu chad the zimna and you could lie in that first oimid. I domo shani umna de beasara me umna de beitlosa. Before we get involved in the goof of the shakbatai of the Gemara, Toises on the bottom as it brings a kasha b'shem bein al chonon, and this is also Toises in Megillah daf chav gimel and beis, that here our Gemara says that the umna of Adam is asara, which comes from, like Rashi mentioned, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. In the beginning, that a koyis is tish of a koyin. By pidin ektesis of karaka, you need 9 plus a koyin. And a odom, the oimer of an odom is also eskiyotzeben, also requires 10. And sefektesis, we know the klal is, ein bezdin shokol, that we can't have an even number of a bezdin. Sayis explains, kamilso tal yubisvar, tzarchech, you need to be able to machri the shayla, and therefore we have to have an odd number. So here too, Tosfos says, "V'achinami korli bezin." This is also bezin, ve'im bezin shakel. So we should have to be moisiv 1 and have 11. And so there are several truths given to this kasha. The Rashba in Megillah and Afchav Gimel and Beis answers that since over here the Torah, the way we learn 10 is because the Torah is mafarish 10 times in the parasha of Eruchin and Akdashis and Pidin Akdashis. It says the word koyin 10 times. So here, that's how we learn. You need 10 people. And the Morik said, Joshua come out with 9, and one of them is a coin. So since the Pasuk was Nachis Liminyona, gave us an exact minion, we learn it has to be that number of 10. Because if we would have required 11, the Torah would have mentioned one more time 11. And the Rashba concludes, what's the tam? Why don't we need to have a din of aim, the problem of aim bez and shakal? He says, the time of the milsum, mishum the shumahi, this is a shuma of ainikadin mamish. So it's not 100% clear what the Rashba means. Perhaps it's, but the Ritva with the Megillah says, he also answers the same terms as the Rashba, that here the Torah is Nachas Minyona, you don't need more than 10. And he explains that Tamadover, since it's a Dover Shal Shuma, and it's not Shchiach to have a Plukta that they shouldn't all be masking, or at least really be masking to one day. So therefore, the Torah didn't require to have an odd number. And he concludes, if it comes out in the event that it does come out that they talk have that divided evenly, then you'll talk here add one more to have 11. What comes out from Tosfos, the Rashba and Ritva, is they all agree that here the Shumas, the Dmei Adam has din like every Bezdin, that we go bus Roy for the Psak of Roy for the Bezdin. Now just answering why we hear the Torah didn't require us to have an odd number. However, the Turi Evin in Megillah of the Nafchav Gimel, he has kashas on the Rashba's teretz. And therefore he wants to mechadish that legabe, the din of shumas hektish, the Rabbi Rachman Asara, here you need to have das kulan shavis. The hainu, you have to have all 10 be maskim to one day, and you don't go after rave days, and even one will be ma'akiv. And he says, mevel, let's posh it, that it doesn't, you don't apply the din of ein bezdin shakel. Because that's only when you have a din to go bas arayv, so there if you'll have a split in the bezdin, so you'll need an odd number to be machriya to one sat. But if you have to have kulam, if you need everyone to agree and can only have, only when they all agree, that's when we have the psak. So then there's no shaykhs to the din of bezdin in the shakel. That's pashit. In that goyis of Rebbe Elazar Moshe Horovitz, he's also b'cham to the terz of the Turi Evin that you need to have all 10 to be maskim. And he just adds that if it'll come out, then mechuluk, they don't have all 10. Then says you have to be moistiv additional people until you have 10 or maskim to one shumba. Now, on this mahalach of the Turi Evin that you need to have all 10 or maskim to one, 10 maskim to one shumba, other achroinim, Shach in Avi Ezri, in Perches Alocha Beis, and in Shurab Shmuel Razovsky in Sanhedrin, Oysid Beis. I mask him to the Yisoyed of the Turi Evin, they need to have all 10. However, with a different lomdus. This of Shmuel points this out, Mefurish, that the Turi Evin was understanding that by the Shum of Hektish is also a Din Bezdin. They need to have a Psak of Bezdin. Before in the Turi Evin, he's saying that the Psak of this Bezdin has to be, you don't go, it's different than the other Psak that you go Basar Roiv. Here, the Psak Bezim requires to go after, to you need Kulay. As the Tzvi Yevon explains, he says, whenever the Torah says a minion, he says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel, the Gemara is discussing the sheet of Rabbi Yoshua, that when it says three times Elikim, that tells us you should have to have a Bezin of Gimel by Mamnis, and the Gemara asks there, you should have to have all three. So in the Gemara answers, we learn al Kal V'Chomer from Din Nefashas. That Din Nefashas is, you don't have to have all of them, you go by Sarayv. It's Kal V'Chomer, Din Mamnis, which is not as Chomer as Din Nefashas, we're not after to require that all three have to agree. Rayv would be enough. However, the Tzvi Yevon says that by Shumas Hektish, we could say the Hektish is more Chomer. And he says, V'Araya, here the Torah is required a coin, which you don't have the other Bati Dinim. So since it's more Chomer, here you don't have the Din. Here, where the Torah gave a minion, you will have to have the sack of all the entire minion, which is the entire 10, and you don't go bust a rife. And that's why you have to have kulam to agree to have all 10 to saying the same shumba. However, the Rav Shach and Rav Shmuel, they understand that it could be over here that you need to have 10 is because it's bechlal not a din bezdin. Rather, it's a din b'fnei atzmoi that you need a sara anoshim in the shumba of Kakoi is an Odom Shel Hektish. And Pshach wants to say that Bepshutai, you don't even need all 10 people to be there together. Each one could go on his own, make the Shuma, and then together we'll add up, and we'll have the Shuma Vasara. And being that's the case, they explain it's Bechal not Shayich Adin of Roiv. As they say, that Roiv is only Shayich by something that's one unit, that's Guf Echad. For example, I mean, the Sisoi from Abchaim, Chedusha Agrach, Al Ashas, and Bab Kamach of Zayin, mentions this, he said, that really, the din of Rubi Kekuloi is when you have one unit. For example, he says, by Bezdin, with one unit of a Bezdin, so we need to have a Psak of Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel. Where do we have the Psak of Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel if only Roy was saying Zaka Yochayiv? How do we have that? The Pshat is, we have one unit, so if we have Roy of the Bezdin, it's as if we have Kuloi, as if we have the Psak of the whole Bezdin of Chav Gimel. The same thing, for example, by Shchitas, you need a Shchitas Simen. So you have to have the Shchita of the one Simen. So when you have a Rav of the Simen, it's as if that's called, Midin Rubi Kekula, you have the Shchita of the whole Simen. However, if Shumas Asara, which is not a Tziruf, there's no Bezdin, so then it's not Shaykh Rav, because if you have Rav, if you have six of them saying one Shuma, it's not the Pshat you have 10, you have six. So therefore, the only way to have 10 would be if you have the shum of all 10. If it's poshit, it doesn't apply. It's not possible to have the din of Rav and Nelsugir. Now to focus on the Boy Rava itself. Rava cleared, Amdu Oymish al Nizakin, and he said, Dom Yalai, do we say, Amdu Chad Zimda, they already shat them up one time for Nizakin, and that should be enough. Idil Mashani Umdun de Beyasara, me Umdun de Beytlosa. And Nizakin, you only need Tlosa, and here for Oymid of the Me'adam, you need Asara. So the Aflosha Be'erchin is bothered that it's Mavur in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Peches that for Shuma of Egdashis, which needs Asara, it's Likuva. That's the Pashas of the Gemara there, and he says it's Momafurish and Toises and Tmura and Afchazainam Abeis. So if so, what's the suffix of Rava that it should be Maspik to have the Oymid of Tlosa? Is it then you need Asara Likuva? What's the suffix of Rava? There's a few truths in this kasha. In the chidushim for going of Zalman Sender, he wants to answer that it's mavur in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that it's likuva to have yud. That's only if you'd get up if someone need a oimid of hektish of yud, and he'd be oimid make the umdana with the gimel. We would say since that umdana was not nasakil chasa, therefore it doesn't have a shame oimid klal, and therefore be possible. However, Rava was clearing where someone was nechval, he had a chavala, and there was an oimid kel chosi lechavala is begimel. So here the suffix of the Gemara is, if that oimid for chavala, which was done kel chosi, maybe that oimid could work, we could use that oimid, since I had a shem oimid, we could use that for the oimid of hektish, and that would be maspik. I don't know, no, it's like gabe. Since it's cholik, the oimid tlosa from oimid of yud, here we need to have a special oimid of asara. The Svasemis offers another mahalach that the ikri boy is bedaite shel adam, meaning that since over here they were amdu kfar for an umdino of nizakin, so he's aware of his shavius, of how much they evaluated him. So it could be when he says Dami Elai, his intention is to be neither to give that Dami in which they evaluate him. That's how much he wants to give to Hekdish. He doesn't explain the other side. I guess it would mean that a Dilma, since Shani Umdun Debe Asam, Umdun Debe Tlosa, therefore we say he's not relying on that Oymid, and he doesn't, and therefore his intention is to give a new Dami Elai, standard Dami Shal Adam, which would have to be subject to the Umdun of Asara. Just the Ara I saw on the Mahalach of the Sasemis, in the Seif in the Sivis Yam, he points out that this Mahalach of the Sasemis seemed to notch in with the Yisoid of the Briskarov, which he mentioned in the previous year, that the sugya of Demeya Adam, Nidre Demeya Adam, is not the standard Nidorm de Alma. Nidre Demeya Adam is a Medin Meyuchad, which is Nilman in the Pasha of Erechin. It's learned from the Pasuk Nedde Be'erkecho, that just as one could be Noider his Erech, he could be Noider his Domim, to give his, the Demeya Adam. So according to that, it wouldn't be subject to his own Tanoim. He could decide how, what type of Demeya Adam he wants to give. He's Noider his Domim, and that whatever he shots up, his Domim, that's what he has to give. According to the Sasemis, that he's saying, I'm being neither the dom which they shots me up, which he's making up his own tenoyim, that would not seem to shtim with the Yisai the Biskarov, because the Choy, according to the Biskarov, Al Sugi is talking about the regular din of Nidre Dmei Adam, which is Nilman in the Pasha of Erechin. The Biskarov offers a third Mahalach, and this brought down in the Shuma of Rav David Salvechik, that's Pasha that Oymen of Asari is Likuva. But he says here, the Gemara of the boy of Rava, Amdu Oymen Shal Nezakin, is referring to a case when they were shatzed up to Oymen of the Zakin, there were 10 people. And even though they didn't need it, Kach Ira, that they had an Oymen of Asara. The question is, do we say that since Lamaisa there was an Oymen of Asara, you could use that for the Nidre of Demei Adam? Aydoma, Shani Yomdu Debe Asara, Yomdu Debe Tzlasa means that since for the Oymen of Nezakin, it only required an Oymen of Gimel, so therefore it doesn't have a Shem Umdana Shal Asara. It's only when you need the Oymen of Asara is it called an Oymen of Asara, and therefore you need a new Umdana of Asara for the Oymen of Demei Adam. The Gemara continues, Imtim Suleymar, Shani Umdana Debe Asara, Yomdu Debe Tzlasa, what would be Omar Domi Alive if Umdu they shats them up? Because of Omar Domi Alive, Ma was the Alocha. So the Gemara clarifies, Halcha Vadi Amdu Be'asar, such the first Umdana would work for the second. Oydulma Shvach Beini Beini. Since it's possible there was a Shvach that he went up in value in between, therefore the first Umdana would not be good. We have to reevaluate it. The Chayim Abadi, what's the tzad of the Gemara that the first Umdana should work? Since there's a possibility that he went up in between, so should we posh it that we have to make a new Umdana? So it's Asemes, and says according to the Mahalach that he said earlier, that since here it's talking about in the first Dami Elai they gave him the Umdana, could be the second time, again, when he had his das was to be neither to give that amount that they shots them up. So even if possibly he went up in between, it won't make a difference because his kavon is to give that Dami. The Biskrov says a different Mahalach, and this is brought down in the Shurim of Rav David Salvechik. He says that that's Pasha that we're talking, that the Leman Emes, there was no Shvach Beini Beini. He didn't go up in value. Because if to be a tzad, a suffix that he went up, it's a posh, you have to make a new oymit. But just the fact that it's possible for a person to have his value go up, so therefore that the suffix of the Gemara was, perhaps that gufa should be menatik and mafkia, that the first umdana should not be valid for the second. Even though we might be aware that he didn't go up in value, but since it's intrinsically that umdana is not muchach to stay, to remain, because it's possible, it's possibly should have a shvach, that would require us to have a new umdana, and that would be the suffix of the Gemara. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Domi Alai, Veloy Amdu, Vechazav Omar Domi Alai, Ma, what's the halacha? Hocha Vade Bechad Zimda Amnin. Here, for sure, we could evaluate him at one time, which is because here there's no chasarin of Shvach Beini Beini, because since, as we know, the Dom Kishas Asina, it's totally in the Shas Oymid, which is all being done now, so there would be no difference between one Oymid and the next, so you could do it all Bevasachas. And Dilma came to Bezachas, and Nodar, Trey Zimda Amnin. We have to make two separate umdanas. The Biskrov is bothered that what's the tzad of the Gemara that since he made two separate nedarim, he should have to be mechayiv him to make two separate umdanas at two separate times. Why can I make one umdana on both nedarim of Asachas? What would be the chasarin? And therefore the Biskrov explains that the Gemara means the bechazim da umdinalei means we're only making the oymid on one of the nedarim. And the suffix of the Gemara was, does that oymid on that neder, since it's
since there was no shvach beni beni for the other nether, the question was, can I use the oimid on nether one to be valid? Can I use that oimid for nether two? I don't know. Since he made the two nedar mezech hazeh, that would be mechayev. I have to have each one a separate, a new oimid on the second nether, and I wouldn't be able to use the first oimid for that, for the second nether. And Rav David Soloveitchik is medayik this in the Rashi and Dibemaschel b'chazim da'am dinalei. Rashi says, Pishnayim b'domim yitain. The double of the dom you'll give. So the question is, what's Pishnayim? It's, if you've been making an oimid now, b'vasachas, on both nedarim, such as say, he's noisin neder, he's being noisin l'chol neder, kefi domov. What's Pishnayim? So he's medayik from this Rashi that it's mashra that, like the Biskarov, that he's making, the Bez is making an oimid on one of the nedarim. The question is, b'chazim da'am dinalei, and if I should give double of that, oimid that we made from the nether one, we should give double to cover nether two. And that's the suffix of the Gemara. And following along the svar of the Biskarov, when the Gemara continues, of imtim tzalem kein bezech as an nadar, therefore trezim the amdinalei, each nether needs its own umdano. So the Gemara says, well, beef omar shnei domi lai bevas achas mahu. What's the din over here? Do we say, hach bevadai bevas achas nadar, bevas achas amdinalei? He could do it all bevas achas, he domo, since the came to make shnei kezech as a domi. So this Gemara again is bothered that that's pasha. You wouldn't make, you're not making one oimid on both nedarim. That's pasha to him that would work. So you make a oimid on one of the nedarim. So what would be the mile of the fact that I did all, I made the nedarim of asachas, that this, that here it should be more of a reason to say that the oimid on one nether should work for the other nether. And we were going with intimate slime that it doesn't work. So why should the fact that you set up of asachas be a mile? And David the Biskrov says that this last iboy the Gemara was, the suffix is, when he says shnei domi alai b'vasachas, what's the kavana? It's the shayla in the guf ha-neder. Is it the pshat? Is it one neder to give shnei domi, and therefore it's pashid the oimid on we shatzim as oimid. That's one. It's working all for one neder, and that automatically tells us to give double of that because that is the oimid of this neder. It's two separate neders, and since it's two separate neders, it'll be pashid. You need a separate oimid for the second neder. The Gemara continues, if they shats them up, me'elov, as Ashi explains, beloishim say without any purpose, just they had 10 people who made an oimid, l'shem dvarim ba'alma. Ma, what's the din? Mi amrinon ha'omid me'elov akoi, he has an oimid and it should be valid. Idulma be'inan kavano l'umdeno, you have to have kavano to make an umdeno for this nether. So Tosis points out that this boy is really not coming as an intim tzolaymer. And really, the Gemara could have asked it independently. The Gemara was just ma'ayvet together with other Iboyis. And the Agor points out that according to Toises, you have to say that we're not Goyris Imtim Tzolaymer. We have to take that out of the Gemara. And the explanation of Toises is, because all the cases until now were talking about when you had two things which required an Umdana. The question was the Oymid on an A, was that going to work for the Oymid for the nether of B? That was the question. But here, we're talking about, he just made an oimid for Dvarim Ba'alma, not for any purpose. So the question was, so that, does this oimid work for this nether, or you have to have a specific kavana to use the oimid for this nether? However, the Achroinim are bothered, this is David Soloveitchik and others, that even like Tosis explains that it's not intimate to labor, but Tosis mashed, this question is valid in the Bim Koimbay after the Gemara said all the boys of earlier. So he asks that the Gemara earlier said that intim tzolaymer came to bezech as a nadar, trezim the amdinale, which means that if we made two nadarim, you would not be able to use the oimid on nether A for nether B. So therefore he's bothered, if there's a tzah in the Gemara that amdum me'elav could work, how could when an oimid on one nether be any worse than amdum me'elav? If amdum me'elav is a good amdina, even without a kavana, so the oimid for this nether should also work for that nether. What's the difference? In the Sefer Avodah Brura, they want to say that perhaps you have to say that the Gemara understood that a umdino, which was used for the first nether, is worse. Since it was intik, l'shem oisei nether, meaning it was like, so to speak, it was used up for that nether, there the Gemara understands that you can't use the umdino of the first nether for the second nether, you would require a second umdino. However, here in our Gemara, Amdu Me'elav, it wasn't being used up for anything. It was just an Umdana, not just without Kavana for this nether. So here, the one understood this is a better svara, perhaps you could use this for this nether. I don't know, you need to have a Kavana, a specific Kavana, to make an Umdana for this nether.
The Gemara concludes, Pshayit Miyachada, the time we learned in the Mishnah, which is the following Mishnah, Domi Alai, Umeis, and then he dies, Laitnu Yashim, Shein Domim Lameisim. Because there's no Domim for Meis. The Gemara says, Visakadai, the Chamdu, May I love, Havi Umdana, Ha Amid Vikoi. Every person is Amid Vikoi. Why? Because Miyaka Gavidle Shavi Ai Bezuzi, he's not worth at least 4 Zuz. So therefore, he should have to give it, the Yashim should have to give at least 4 Zuz. The Briskov Rav is Meir that, even though the Gemara Nafi Ches said Domim always goes Kashas Nasina, Lachay the Shas Nasina is when he's ready in Mace. So that the Briskov points out that Shas Nasina doesn't mean when you actually give it, it means the Shas Umdino. The Svasemis and Nafi Ches, they also pointed out, it's Mash like that, and Shitas Rashi, that Shas Nasina means the Shas Umdino. So if Amdu Me'el would be a good Umdino, every person as worth at least Mechayim, 4 Zuz, he should have to give that amount. That the Gemara concludes, Amdu me'el of nochis lo'umdino, domi alai le'nochis lo'umdino. So what does that mean? So Rizkara points out that smashba is two pshatim in this Gemara. Rashi's mashba le'nochis lo'umdino, Rashi says, le'nebin ba'ilam, he was never nemad, mechayim, ela hashtu domdinon, any umdin we want to make is now, vanan umdin ba'inon, we need to have an umdino. Rashi's mashba, we need to have a ma'is umdino. So then you have to have a ma'is umdino, Amdu me'el of, isn't that would not be a good for Umdina. However, Rabbeinu Geshem points out, Rabbeinu Geshem is mashma a different word. Rabbeinu Geshem says, "I'm doing me'el of nochas l'umdina v'dikteku boy kama yishava." They've been dacted how much she's worth. And again, he says later in the Pirush on the Mishnah, he's explaining our Gemara. He says, "Domi alayu meis le'nochas meikar l'umdina gemura." So Biskro understands the pshat of Rabbeinu Geshem is that they didn't make an umdina gemura. They didn't. An umdina is only consider an umdina when you have bediktuk, to his exact price, exactly what he's worth. This that we could say that there's no one is at least worth 4 zuz. That's not an umdina. That's not his true worth. So that doesn't have a shem. An umdina, like the Briskov points out, in the umdina lechatzoyin, and therefore mehay taimo, it's not an umdina. Minigay the boys of the Gemara, the lechemishna in Perek Beis halacha gimel is ma'irer. That the Rambam was mashmit, he left out the boys of the Gemara. And the Rambam, who his derech to pass, is to pass like the intim zalemas of the Gemara, he should have paskined like all the boys that you need a new umdina, besides the last one, which is Nishabateku. And tzarchi, why the Rambam left it out. Achrayim offered different suggestions for the sheet of the Rambam. However, some achrayim, the Makar Samishna, the Aflosha Be'erchin, and the Erchi Alai, want to suggest that on the first Iboy of Amdu Oymishal Nezokin, Vamed Dami Alai, that the Rambam was Mashmit, because since this is totally in the Machlaikis Rav and Abayu, that we had heard the Machlaikis earlier, if Oymishal Nezokin, that was Rav Shita and Abayu was Chaylik, and Abayu said that Hasm Gav Zilach, Gav Shvich, and Abayu said the Oymish is according to that El Yodim Mechtevis Rabbi Rishin. They want to say that the Rav is Iboy is Lashitasi. That Amdu Oymish al-Nazakin is only Lishitose, that you give it Oymish al-Nazakin. So on that he had the Shiloh. So the Rambam, who passes like a Bayo in Perek Beis Aloch and Gimel, which could be because, like Tosis and Bar Mitzvah, the Kufi Dalet says, it's Mashad Al Maskonos Gemara, perhaps the Rabbi was really Moedil Maskono. So therefore he left out that Iboy, and some Achayim uses, this is also even a gay, the other Iboys as well. However, in the Sefer Shmuas Chaim, and others are ma'irer that it seems to be difficult to understand why this Iboy should be Rav L'Shitase. Because this, the Machlekes Rav and Abayi was going in our Mishnah, we're talking about a Gav Shviach, a person who just said the Me'yadi Alai. So there, you have Machlekes to be Oymish al Nazakin or Kilim Yadi Mechtavis Rabbi Rishon. But in the case of Rav, was talking about someone who was actually Nizik, he was Nechval Heziad. So there, Lukuliyam, we give him an Oymish al Nezakin. So now, when he says Domi Alai, Lukuliyam, the Domim should be according to his remaining value after they Oymid him Oymish al Nezakin. So why would this be totally in the Oymid, the Rav Lashitasi? For Tzarechin. Moving on to the Mishnah, Choyme Be'erchen, Mi Minadorim, Keitzad Ho'yme Erki Alai, Umeis, Yitnu Ayoshim. As Rashi explains, because that's the Dovah Kotzev. Domi Alai, Umeis, Lo Yitnu Ayoshim. She'ein domim lemeisim. There's no value to a mace. Rashi asks from the Gemara Baba Kama that says v'nosim pidi nafshay d'mei nizik. So we see that after misa we shout somebody who's worth mechayim and we mechayim to pay their amount. So what's the difference between nizokin and and Nidre Domim. So Rashi explains that over there, the time is Midim Yishayti the Azik, Rami Alei Lishlumi Kashasa Hezik. From the time of the Hezik, which is Mechayim, at that time it was already Chal the Chiv to pay into the Nezakin. Al Dami Alei, Sheinu Noider Elamashi Yishumu Bezdin, he was only Noider with Bezdin will shatz him up, Barei Leiboli Dekach, he never came to Dekach to Shuma Begad Bezdin, Shoei Meis, therefore Leit Nuai Yoshim. Achroinim asked the Mutzal Me'esh and Shurev David Soloveitchik, as the Hirashi seems to give the tam why Domim is Kishas Nesina, which is that this now it's a case to be after the Misa, is because he was neither to pay, neither to give Mashi Shmu Bezdin. Mashi Masvara in the Dasa Neider. They asked the Rashi earlier on the Tabit Ahmed, in the Mamasla Shein Dom Lemes, and the Rashi explained, Umei Korle Yadin Kamashov. The reason why we don't make him pay what he's worth, Mei Korle, the Shasin and Ed is because we, at that time, we don't know how much he was worth. And like this, like on the Rashi on tap, Rashi explained in Dafit Ches, Amen Aleph as well, the Rashi said, the reason why you don't give Kishas Nesino, because Mi'edeya Maha Yeshava B'Shas Neder. So therefore you give Kishas Nesino. So they asked, it seems to contradict the Rashi here that says it's Misvaro, that his Dasa Neder is Kefi Mashi Shemu Bezdin. Additionally, we have Toysis Kasha on Dafit Ches, Amen Aleph, who asks from our Mishnah that says, that Shein Dom Lemesim. So Rashi Tosis there said, according to Rashi, that it's a svar that you don't pay Kishas Neder because we don't know how much to evaluate him. Here, by every mace, we know that Mechaim, he was worth at least a seller. So therefore, why should the Yoshim be potter Legami? They should have to pay at least a seller. The Muslim Eish already asks why that's Lechay the Gemara's Kasha earlier on the top of the Amid. Why didn't Tosis ask from the, why didn't Tosis ask his own Kasha? But upon this kasha is a kasha that has to be answered for Shittas Rashi. So the teretz I saw in the shiurim from Michael Feinstein on Dav Beis, and this teretz is also mentioned in by the Chofetz Chaim, Zevach Toida, and the Svasemes, and Dav Yitches. They explain that the kavan of Rashi does not mean that since B'shas Neder, there's no way of evaluating how much he was worth, so Bal Korchich, we have to give him the Shuma, Kafi at the time of Shas Nesina, meaning at the time of Kayizbal the Bezdin. That's not the Kavanah. Rather, the Kavanah Rashi is that since it's not Bederech Klal possible to know how much he's worth at the time of the Nether, so therefore the Das HaNoider is to be Noisin Kafi Mashe Yishamu Bezdin, which is at the time of the Nesina. Because then we can always get his true value. So therefore his Das is to give that amount. So therefore, the two Rashi stem. Rashi made Korah saying the Siba, why he's not neither to give Kishas and Eder, why he's neither to give Kishas Nesina. And here Rashi in our Mishnah is explaining what comes out. And therefore, the Das and Neider is, because Ein Yochel Leida, how much is worth Kishas and Eder, his Das is always to give Kifi the Shasa Shumba. And therefore, that would also answer why the Tosis Kasha and Daf Yitches, why don't the Yoshim pay what we know he's worth at least a seller? Because it's not just a question because we can't evaluate him. We have no way of giving him any value what he's worth at the time of the Nether. Rather, because his intention was that Das HaNoider was to give Kefi Shasa Shuma. And therefore, since he was Mace at the time of the Shuma, he has no value and therefore the Yoshim don't have to pay anything. And this Rashi contrasts with the Gemara in Bava Kamma. There we pay the value of the Nizik, how much he was worth Mechayim. Because since at that time, he was Chayim Mechayim, so Bezdin will now, after the best of the ability, shots up how much he was worth Mechayim, even if we don't get his exact value. But since now is the Shasachiv, that's how much he'll have to pay. Toises and the Bemaskal Domi Alai also asks Rashi's Kasha from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that by Nizik we pay Kama Yishav Mechayim. So Tosfos says a different time, he says there, it was a Gzeis HaKosev that we have to pay how much he was worth Mechayim. Mashen Kamay Noider, there by Noider, he only has to pay how much he was worth at the time of the Shuma, and since at the time of the Shuma he was Meis, therefore he does not have to pay. So the Achroinim, the Shloima, and the Mutzal Me'esh asked that this Tosfos was giving the reason why by Domim you pay Kishas Nesina, is because then his Das was to give at the time of the what he was worth at the time of the Shuma, that seems to be, which is Misvara, that seems to contradict Tosis and Dafid Chesem and Aleph, who there he was Chaylik and Rashi, and he said the reason why Domi give Kishas Nesina, because it's a special Pasuk, exactly the cost if you pay Kishas Nesina. And here he's saying Fakert, that min asvara you should have to pay what he's worth now, and it's only over there by Nizik there's a cost to be paid what he's worth meikar. So the Oyla Shleima says that b'deichik you have to say that maybe the Rashi here, the Taisus here, had this going like Shitas Rashi, and he's explaining the Gemara Lashitas Rashi that dam is kashas asinim in asvara. So why by Nizik is it different? So now he gives a different time to Rashi, not because he was chayiv mechayim, but rather the gzesa kosev is to pay how much he was worth mechayim. However, the Mutzal Meyesh wants to say that perhaps they have to change the gears in Taisus and take the word gzesa kosev and place it at the end of Taisus and say that by Nizik you pay kama yishav mechayim, because that's always the story, you should pay how much he's worth mechayim. But by Nidorim, by Nidre Domim, here we pay Keshasa Shuma, because that's Gzeres HaKosov, like Shita says this earlier, that you pay Kama Yeshava, Beshasa Sinot, Migzeres HaKosov. The Mishnah further says, Chatzi Erki Alai, Noisin Chatzi Erkoi. He pays half of his Erich. The Achroinim Amistapik, in this halach of Chatzi Erki, is the Pshat, is it Mehilchis Erichin, or is it Mehilchis Nidorim Da'alma? And what be the Nafkamino? The Gabi, the Din of Hesed Yad. Is there a din of Hesek Yad or not? The Shur of David Soloveitchik, he wants to assume that from the context of the placement of the Mishnah in the din of Erechin, and also the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Beis brings it when he's discussing the din of Erechin, we mashman has a teres Erechin, and therefore would have a din of Hesek Yad. The Sasemis is also noted to such a tzad that should have a din of Erechin, and therefore would have a din of Hesek Yad. He wants to take it further that if we would have an ani who would only own a chatzi sella, so even though he's mistapik, even though the Mishnah on Daf Zayin and Bey said the ein be'erichin pachas misella, he wants to say that perhaps that's only by an erich shalim. However, by the din of chatzi erich, there it would be possible to be din hesegiat even on a pachas misella, and even on a chatzi sella would also have a din of hesegiat. He's mistapik, and he's like, he remains with the tzarachin. However, the erich dal. He says for a pashtus that this is a regular neder. The almut is not a din erchin, and therefore there won't be a din of hesek yad. In regard to this neder, I saw two horis. One in the sefer Shmuel Chaim on Dav Beis, he wants to be that according to the Shulti Giborim in Avodah Zarah and Dav Dalet Amud Aleph in the Daf Yarif, who explains that the story of erchin is that it's as if one is being makdish gufay v'atzmoy. When he says erch alai, he'd be makdish gufay v'atzmoy. He's like being paid himself from hektish. That's the aside of how erichin works. So according to that, then l'chayr chatzi erki would not be able to be a din of erichin, because you can't be matzvus on yourself a kedusha b'chatzi gufay. So according to the Shulta Gebayim, it would be more mistaber to say it's a regular neder de alma. Another order I saw from the Sefer Nesivas Yam that he points out that according to the Chazanish, in the beginning of Simchav Tes, the beginning of Dina Erechin, he establishes the Yisayiv Erechin. The Chazanish wants to say it's not Erechin is not like a regular neder, the Alma, the Minoider, Kafi, the Mount of Torah was Koitziv, that's how much your covet is worth. Rather, the Yisayiv Erechin is, you're just being Makvis, you're not being Minoider anything. You're just being Makvis yourself in the parish of Erechin. And whatever the, and it's like medamitzah, like someone's matzvus himself in the parasha and the zirus, and whatever the parasha could be, the Torah's the dinim in the parasha, that's what you have to give. But it's not, but you're not being neither any dumb at all. You just matzvus in the parasha, and according to the parasha, that's what you have to give. So he says, according to that, it'll be you can't have any new sug of erich. You can't have an erich chatzi, anything that's not written in the parasha, it would not be possible according to the Chazanish to be nichal in a Torah's erichin. You can only put yourself into the parasha, whatever says in the parasha, that's what you have. So according to the Chazanish, al korchich, we should have to say it's a regular neder de alma, and therefore we're not have a teres hesig yad. The Gemara brings a brayso ton rabban chaimer bin nedarim mi beerchin shanedarim chol mal behema chay ve'oiv, which you don't have by erchin. This erchin is only by adam. Ve'ein nedoyin in behesig yad, and there's no hesig yad by nedarim, only by erchin. Toises in the bemasl ve'ein nedoyin asks that the Gemara early in Daf Yitches Amud Aleph said a hekish of neder be'erkicha that we learn with makish domim to erchin legabredin of Malgolius lekalim. So for Toisus, since ein hekish lemechza, so legabredin of hesig yad, why don't we learn nedarim from erchin, and it should also have a din of hesig yad by nedarim? And that Toisus answers that there's a meaning in the parash of erchin yarichenu akoyin in the parash of hesig yad that only erchin has hesig yad and not by nedarim. However, the Lech Mishnah in Perigimel in Halacha Tes points out that the Rambam is mashal a different teretz for the Shifa Taisus Kasha. The Rambam there explains in Halacha Ches that one is mefarish as erich, and he says erich yalai chamishim sloyim. The din is he does not need the mehesig yad. That comes from the Gemara that dal and mebei is mefarish erkoi. There's no hesig yad, and then he continues in Halacha Ches. He says achein oimer domi yalai, which is the din of our Gemara domi yalai einoi neither mehesig yad. He does not have a hesig yad. Why shechayiv dom harei pirshu nidron. He was mefarish as neder, and it's as if he said harei alai mona to give hektish to give to bedik abayis. So the Lech Mishnah explains that the Rambam is understanding the why by Nidomim there's no Nehesig Yad, because it's Doim to Erechin, where one is Mefarish, Farish Erkoi. There's no Nehesig Yad, so every Nidorim, within Domim, what he's doing is he's Mefarish his Nether. And therefore, it doesn't have a din of Hesig Yad like one is Mefarish Erkoi. In Shurim, Rav David Soloveitchik explains that Tosis and the Rambam are Mechulik Lashitosim. He brings from his father, the Brisker Rav, on the Avdal and Mabeis, who explains that Tosis and the Rambam on the Avdal and Mabeis, when the Sugya of Mefarish Erkoi, are arguing that what's the aside of Mefarish Erkoi? Is the Tosis understands Mefarish Erkoi is not Bidin Parashas Erechin. It's Neder Dalmo. And therefore, there's no Din Hesig Yad. And that's how the Gemara, Erech Stam is like Mefarish Erkoi, that also is considered like a Neder Dalmo. And therefore, there's no Din Hesig Yad. Mashenke in the Rambam, the Biskrovas Medayik, the Rambam held that the Mefarish Erkoi has a Teres Erechin. Just this type of Erechin, when it's Mefarish Erkoi, it doesn't have a Din of Hesig Yad. So therefore, the Tosis in our Sugya, he doesn't have any Erechin, every case of Erechin, which has a Teres Erechin, there's a Din of Hesig Yad. So he asks, why are we not makish Domim to Erechin to have a Din of Hesig Yad? So he has to give a Teres that doesn't meet. Mashenke in the Rambam has, in Erechin Gufa, depending what type of erichin it is, some unregular erich d'alma, that's where you have a din hesig yad. Mashenkin mefarish erkoi, which is also teres erichin, there's no din of hesig yad. So therefore, domim is hokish you could be makish to erichin. But what type of erichin? It's the erichin of mefarish erkoi, because it's that type of, it's also mefarish domim is domim to mefarish erkoi, and therefore would have that din of mefarish erkoi, which does not have a din of hesig yad. The Ravid in Paragimel and Halacha Tes, on that Rambam, there is mashma, it's a third sheet to why Domim is not needed Mehesig Yad. He's chayluk on the Rambam, he says it's not because he's mefarish, the chayvi Domim are repirish nidon, that's not the pshat. Rather, the pshat is because Erechin is ken knas. It's like shloishim shaleved, it's a davakotsev. So therefore, chosa toira lov, sheyidim Mehesig Yad. Mashenkin Domim, which is you're giving the regular shavis of the person, that's not a knas. And therefore, only by Erechin, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, where it's like a Knas, there it says, in Bachu, only there we have the Gzeres HaKosov to have a Din of Hesig Yad. Mashenk and Dom, which is not a Teres Knas, there's one of the Kula of Hesig Yad. Lech Mishnah just points out that even though Legabi Magolius Lakalim, which is also Kula, that we are Makish Dom to Erechin, so that he explains that Magolius Lakalim is not such a Kula, so there we say, Ein Hekesh Lemechza, and we'll be Makish Dom to Erechin. But Legabe, the din of Hesig Yad, which is a kula gedoyla, there we say ein lecha by el chedushoy, and only by erichin, which is doim to a knas, because it's a davar kotzev. There it's neschadish, the din of Hesig Yad, and we can't bichlal learn domim, which is not ken knas. We can't learn that from erichin. So therefore, it comes out the three pshat and why dom is any doim Hesig Yad. Either as Tais explains it's a miyut, or as the Rambam explains because chayiv dom is like pirshu nidron. And therefore, it'll be considered like Mefarish Erkoi, which is Einu Nidim Hesig Yad. And according to the Ravid, it's a third pshat, because we can't Bechlal learn it out of Erechin. We can't Bechlal make the Hekish, because it's Einu Doime to Erechin, which is a Dava Kotzev, which is Ken Knas, and therefore we can't learn from there to the Din of Dam. The Braisa continues, Choyme Be'erechim Midorim Keitzad Omer Erki Alayu Meis Yitnu Yorshim, Domi Alayu Meis Lo Yitnu Yorshim, She'ein Domim Lemeisim. That's the Din of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Omer Erki Layu Meis Yitnu Yorshim Shmaim." You know, Milval Peh Goyvim in a Yorshim. So we see that if you could be Goyvim the Yorshim, that it was just a Milval Peh. Then when he said Erech Alay, and you see, you could collect from the Yorshim. There's a Raya that Milval Peh is Goyvim from the Yorshim. Rashi points out there's a Machlokes in Shas. So that the Gemara says, "No, Shani Yochem Mil the Milval Ksuv B'Toyri." Someone brings a rest. Gemara that continues being a Raya Milval Ksuv B'Toyri Ksuv B'Shtad Damyo. Someone answers, "Hachem Ayaskinuk Sh'Amad B'Din." He was talking, he was Amal Bedin, As the Gemara goes on to explain that by Bedam also was talking about Amad Bedin, and just the Adam is Mechos Umdino, and that's why the Yerushan won't pay Mashenkin Erech, which is Davar Kotzev, once it's Amad Bedin, which as Rashi explains is Kamilva Mishtar, therefore the Yerushan will have to pay. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Halacha Chaf Aleph brings the din of our Gemara, and he says, Oimer Erki Elayu Meis Koidim Shiyamid Bedin, before he's Amad Bedin, Eina Yerushan Chayav Litin. They won't have to pay. And Ne'amar, the Rambam is a Pasuk, Ve'amidulf Ne'akoin Ve'erech Oise Akoin. Amal Bedin, Umeis, once he was Amal Bedin, and then he's Meis, then Yitnu Ya Yoshim. The Ravid is massing on the Rambam, and he says that, number one, the Din Amida Bedin, which is mentioned in our Gemara, has nothing to do with the Pasuk of Behemel of Ne'akoyim Behemel of Ne'akoyim. So that Pasuk, Hamadiv Arocha, the Gemara uses earlier in the Avdalid to tell us that you need that the Nerach has to be Roi for Hamadiv Arocha, and therefore Goisis, one cannot be Mayrach Goisis, because it's not Roi Lamadiv Arocha. But there's no din that the Nerech has to actually be Amal Bedin. And the din of Amal Bedin, which was mentioned in the Gemara, that was all the Gabi, the Chi of Yorshim, that the Mishnah question, because since it's Milval Peh, we should bring a proof from here that Milval Peh is given in a Yorshim. So that the Gemara is Maikim, we're talking about Amal Bedin, and therefore it has a status of Shtar. But he says, Ladina, which we pass in Milval Peh is given in a Yorshim, because she budded Oy Raisa. Therefore, there should be no did lamaskona. There should be no need to be moikim our halacha by omen bedin. And he says loy ham oirich v'loy hanerich. And therefore he remains a tzarachin on the Rambam. For the yishuv, for the dasa Rambam, the lech mishnah and the chavetz chaim in zavach toida both explain that we're discussing here two types of omen bedins. The Rambam is talking about the omen bedin mitzad nerach, and this is mavur in the Rambam in halacha chav gimel. Which is there, he's going on the Sefer Vowel Mishnah, which discussed the case of once at Erech Ploini Alai. So there the Rambam says that if there be Meis Erech Van Erech, Achash Omer Anerech Bedin, the Chayavim Hayoshin Litin. But Meis Anerech, Koidim Shomad Bedin, if the Nerech would be Meis before it's Omer Bedin, before the Nerech is Omer Bedin, Abisha Mayrech Kaim Hareza Potter. She'ein Erech Lemeis, of Anerech Tzarech Amida Bedin. The Nerech has to be Amida Bedin. That's what the Rambam is discussing. Mashenkin, the Gemara, is talking about the din of Amad Bedin Mitzad, the Mayrach, to be Mechayiv him, to have a Chiv, as the din of Shibudim, that there should be a Shibud and a Chal on the Yorshim, that was the discussion of our Gemara. And that, in Chiram, the Rambam agrees to Ravid, Lamaskono, we don't have to say that the Mayrach is Amad Bedin, because, we pass in Milva Pegoiv in a Yorshim, because Shibudid the Raisa. The whole din of the, why you need Amad Bedin, in Allah of Alav, is only because, since the Oirich, the one who said Erki Elai, the Mayrich is Gufa Nerach, said Erki Elai. So he needs Amal Bedin, mitzad his din Nerach. Because a Nerach, that the Ram learned from the Pasuk, Hamiduf Ne'akoyim, Ve'erich Oisakoyim, that the Nerach has to be Amal Bedin. And the Lach Mishnah explains the Rambam took this out of the Gemara on the Avdalit, which learned that a Gois, the Gemara there was Mamayit, a Goisis, that one can be Mayrich, a Goisis, from the Kol Sheyeshna Ma'amada Yeshna Ma'arocha. And Tosis over there already in the Avdalid, Amin Aleph asks that, he said, the Gemara is a Chayi very Shver, because the Pashas Akro of Imachu Meir Kecha is talking about the Mayrach, the Mim'aim within the Mayrach. How is that a Miyit on a Goisis that a Goisis can't be Nerach? So, to this, a number of Chayim point out that already Rashi in the Pasuk, in Chumash, and the Perchav Zayin, Pasuk Ches, on the Pasuk, V'mochu me'akech, v'amidu v'nei ha'koyin, v'erich ha'yse ha'koyin, Rashi says, v'amidu l'nerach l'fnei ha'koyin, v'yarichenu v'fnei ha'sogaz yodhi shol mayrach. That the Hamad is on the Nerach. And the Achoyim explained that Rashi learned this from the Pesukim alone, Pesukim itself, because the Pasuk, the words of the Pasuk are, v'mochu me'akech, v'amidu l'fnei ha'koyin. What's the word v'hemida? It's mash of one person is mine with someone else of Nea Koin. If we're talking about this, the Malakut Marich, and our Mishnah points this out, if we're talking about the Marich himself, it should have said, v'mochu me'akecha, yamidenu of Nea Koin. He should be nemad of Nea Koin. What's v'hemida? He's mine with someone else. So really, in the Eben Ezra, what he already points out, he addresses this question. He says, "V'amida yestup shotim," either means the amida, the coin is maimed him lufnei coin, or he says, "V'amida means it's going on he himself." V'amida v'hemidas atzmoi lufnei coin. But Rashi seems to have understood that Amida means the Meirich should be Maimed the Nerach to before the Kohen, and the Hamod is being done on the Nerach. And the Rashash and the Avdalid further points out that it's doing like this in the Pasuk itself. As the Pasuk continues, V'herich oisei ha-koyin al-pi asher tasig yad ha-noider. And he questions that if the race of the Pasuk V'hamidah was going on the Meirich, it should have just continued al-pi asher tasig yadoi, as we're discussing the Meirich. From there it was understood, Rashi understood, that the race of the Pasuk is talking about the Hamidah is going on the Nerach, and therefore it concludes al-pi asher tasig yad ha-noider. And based on this, the Erech Dal in our Sugya and the Ksav Kabbalah and the Apostolic in Chumash explained that the Shita Ser Rambam was like Rashi, that the Apostolic Vehemidoi is referring to the Nerach. And the Ksav Kabbalah explains that the Toysis and Avdalah who asked the question, he understood like the Avnezer that the Apostolic is referring to the Meirach. And the Zevach Toida and the Ksav Kabbalah explained that the Yisoid of the Hamadah Sadin of the Nerach, the Rambam understood it's in all cases, even by Asher, and the Yisoid of the Hamadah Sadin and the Arocha is to establish his Shnoisab, to make sure that the years are right, and that's the job of the Kohen, to establish that these are his correct years. I'll be that, the Meirach will have to pay. And the Imbachu, then the Hamadah is Mechayiv to be Meirach, the Nerach, I'll be Ashatas together Neider, and then that will be the Arocha that you'll have to pay. And the Ksav Kabbalah just adds that the Rambam called the Amidas HaNerach Lefnei HaKoyin, he called it Omad Bedin, because Be'inyin Zeh, the Koyin is Memokim Bezdin. So therefore it comes out, it's Miyushiv, the Rambam from the Sagas and Ayvid, that the Rambam understood that the Al Gemara is discussing truly Omad Bedin of the Meirich, and that he'll agree to the Shittas and Ayvid, that Milva Pez Goyim Min HaYorshim, which he was discussing the Zedin, it's the Omad Bedin of the Nerach, and that's Likuva, and only after it's Omad Bedin of the Nerach, only then is it Chal the Chiv of the Meirich. And if he'd be Meis Koidim, he'd be Potter. The Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah, Erech Roishi v'Erech Kvedi, Noisin Erech Kuloi. If one says the Erech of my head or the Erech of my liver, then he gives Erech Kuloi. Which the Gemara means the Pasuk, my time in the Fashi is Kamarachmano, which does the Din, which we mentioned earlier in the Avdalid and in Dafid Ches, that a person is Nidoin Bechvoidoi, that if he's Meirich, Dovash and Hashem Sliboi, he has to give Erech Kuloi. Why did the Mishnah say these two things, these two Evarim of Roish and Kovid? So Tiferes Yisrael explains, because the Roish is an Evar Achitzoini, and a Kovid is one of the Evarim Apnimim, the inner Evarim. In the Likutim on the Mishnayis, they bring from the Shoshanim to David, that he says it's a Bederech Loizu Avzu, that Loimi Boi Roish, that if take off the head, then he obviously dies right away, but even the Kovid, which if a person would do, they would remove the liver, he would only be a treif and he could live a short period of time. Still, it's called a Davash and a Shamitz Luyaboy. The Gemara continues that the going on the Mishnah is that this is a Klal, a Davash and a Shamitz Luyaboy, Noisin Erech Kuloi. The Gemara says, what is the Zeh Klal coming to include? La Siyim in Harkuva Ulumaila. It's coming to include that if one cuts from the, makes his Mayrich from the Chelik of the Guf above the knee, that is included in the Davash and a Shamitz Luyaboy. The Tosis asks, why did the Mishnah single out the case of Akuva Lamailo more than the other Yudches Chafis? So Tosis explains that Akuva Lamailo is a Chiddush that's coming Lafuke, the Shita of Rav Shimon Elazar, which is mentioned in the Chulin Daf Membeis, that he holds that it's not a Chafer because Yechoil he lichvois vilachayos, that you mean you could singe the place where you cut it and rejuvenate and it could live again and it could live and it won't be in the Shamat Tluyaboy. So therefore, our Mishnah says it is called in the Shamat Tluyaboy Lafuke, that Shita. The Rishash and the Chavetz Chaim and Zevach Toida want to offer a different pshat. That the reason why the Mishnah, the Gemara explained that the Chiddush is La'asuye Ibn Akuva L'Mailo, because it's a continuation from the Mishnah's earlier case. When one said Erech Yod, Erech Ragli. There the Mishnah said Loya Maklum, because Erech Ivarim is Loya Maklum. And the Gemara earlier explained that what's considered Erech Ragli, the Gemara on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis explained that's up until the Akuva. That a person, Regal means until the Akuva. So now the Mishnah continues that Zaklal, that if one says in the regal itself a little bit higher, Lemaila min Akuva, that is already considered a Davash and Shlomo Tliyaboy, and in that case it would be nice in Erech Kuloi. The Rishash offers a different shat, and based on what the Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezer, Simon Yud Zayin, Sivkota and Tzadik Zayin, explains that even according to the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, which is mentioned in Tosis in Chul and Daf Mem Beis, and Tosis in Zvachim on Kufta Zayin, that the Rebbeinu Tam holds that it's choluk the treifa by an Adam, the treifas of a behema. That even though by the treifas of a behema, it's ein echai yoyis miyud beis chodesh, Rebbeinu Tam holds that Adam,
An Adam who becomes a treifa could be chai yoisim yud beis chaydish. He could live more than yud beis chaydish. Nevertheless, the Beis Shmuel says that even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that by the treifa of minakuvah lemailo, that is an einachai yoisim yud beis chaydish. That's mochomer. And that's mentioned, this is based on the Mishnah mentioned this in Yevamitz on Kufchaf Aleph. We're talking about a person, the Gabi Aguna, that if we find him in Akuvah Lamaila, then Tinasi, because then we know for sure he won't be able to live. So based on that sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, he says, that's why Gemara said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara said, Lamaila min Akuvah, because only in this case, this particular treifa, an Adam, is considered Neshama Tuluyaboy. However, the other treifas, which are unique to Behema and won't apply by Behema, by an Adam rather, will not be considered Neshama Tuluyaboy. Just have to add that obviously Kaved is one of the essential Ivarim, which even according to Rabbeinu Tam would be considered a Davash HaNeshama Tzluya Bay. The Gemara further, when explaining the next part of the Mishnah, one says, Chatzi Dami Alai Noisin Chatzi Damav, Demei Chatzi Alai Noisin Demei Kuloi. As the Gemara explains, because there's a Hekesh and Ned Be'erkech on the Fashis Ksiv, that is Hukesh Damim Te'erchin for the din of Nidai Mechvaidai. And that the Mishnah concludes, Zeklal Davash HaNeshama Tzluya Bay Noisin Demei Kuloi. This Gemara explains that what is the klal coming to include? Lasui min akuva ulamaylo. So the Chaknasan here is bothered that why do we need a second klal to be marib min akuva ulamaylo? We already said earlier in the Mishnah, the Gemara explained earlier that the first klal, the Gemara said by Erechin, has come to include Davash HaNeshom and Tliba, is coming to include min akuva ulamaylo. Why would I need that by Damim to repeat again this klal to be marib min akuva ulamaylo? So the Chaknasan brings that the Rambam in Pish Mishnayis was mashman that he was margish in this, addressing this question. And therefore the Rambam says that on explaining the second klal, the Gemara, that Zeh klal is to be, come to be koil kol ever, she eef shel odim liskayim in nitl miktsasai, if it will be taken, part of that ever would be missing. If he says on that ever, he's chayiv to give kulay. Which means that the Rambam is saying the first klal of the Gemara, the Gemara is explaining the first klal of the Mishnah, that has come to be marbe, that if one says on any eiver which has shamat liyaboy, it's chayiv b'erech kuloy, and who then will be d'mei kuloy. And the second klal is coming to say that if one says, afilo an a chatzi of an eiver, shamat liyaboy, then there also he'd be chayiv b'erech kuloy, you'd be d'mei kuloy. What's interesting is that the Rambam, he was mashmit, He didn't explain the din of the the klal of our Gemara, which brings min akuva lemailo. So the Chafetz Chaim Zevach Taida says it seems that the Rambam didn't have the gist of our Gemara of min akuva lemailo. However, others explain that the Rambam was bedafka left out the din of min akuva lemailo. The Tzafdas Faneach in Perek Beis and Erech and Halacha Aleph explains that the Rambam held that the taking out the area of min akuva lemailo is not what causes it to die. Not the fact that it's missing, it's rather it's the chayzik hamaka, when you make the cut of the minakuvah lemaila, that causes it to die. But the aver itself is not called a davash hanesham etzluyaboy. It seems to be totally in machlokes amirayim, and therefore the Rambam held, that's not considered davash hanesham etzluyaboy. The Rishash in Temura and Dafir Alf and Beis explains differently that there's machlokes in Erechin, in Temura. Also, one is makdish an aver behemish and a shaman tzluyaboy. If you need, if we're discussing over there, davish ois a treifa, davish ois a nevela, or davish imeisa. So the Rishash explains that our gemara min akuvah lemaila is going like the man domar that it's a davish ois a treifa. However, he brings that the Rambam's mashma in Maisa Kabonis that he passed like the man domar davish imeisa, and therefore he held that min akuvah lemaila would not fit into that klal, and therefore the Rambam was left it out medafka. Moving on to the Mishnah, Shor is the oila ubayis a korban, umaisa shor benof labayis, potter mil shalm, is potter, since he only said ze, Shor is the alai oila ubayis a lai korban, maisa shor benof labayis, chayiv lishalm, then he has to pay. He has a chrites. On this, the Gemara says, brings the din of Amr of Chibarav, lo shonel de Amr, demay shor ze alai oila. Explains that the din of our Mishnah, the Sefer, is referring when he said demay shor ze alai oila. Avl Amr shor ze alai oila, came to Amr ze, since he said ze, he specified only this shor. Umeis ain't a chayv achrius. He's not chayv in achrais to replace it. He said only this shor I'm bringing as an oilo, and this is a lie. Laviyoy kamer to laviyoy like Rashi says latoyach ashi is karif. Tosis asks if so the ratio of the Mishnah which said shor is a oilo, umayis a korban then it's Mesa Shav and Afal Bayis Potim El Shalim. According to Rav Chiya Barav, we could have said, even if he would have said Shor Ze Alay Oilo, he's still Potter from, and if it's Mesa and Afal, he's also Potim El Shalim. Because there's no Achrayis, even if he said Alay, since he said Ze Alay. So this Taisus answers that according to Rav Chiya Barav, in Echnami, the Mishnah, the Reisha is also talking what he said to me. And the Reisha is referring to, he said, Demei Shor Ze Oilo, Demei Bai Ze Korban, then he's Potter Milashalm. And the Sefer, the way Rav Chiya Barav explained, is when he said, Demei Shor Ze Alay Oilo, Bai Ze Alay Korban, then Nafal Mumeis is Chayav Lashalim. The Shita Mekubetzes, Moshein the Rosh, also asks Toysis Kasha, and he answers differently that the Reisha will make a different ago. That just like we Magia the Sefer, according to Rav Chiya Barav, and explained it to mean Demei Shor Ze Alay Oilo, Demei Bai Ze Alay Korban, in the Reisha will be Magia Shor Ze Alay Oilo Bai Ze Alay Korban. We'll add the din of Alay into the Reisha, and what will come out, it'll be the according to the Rosh, the Mishnah is the din of Rav Chiya Barav, meaning the first the Reisha is telling us that we say Shor Ze Alay Oilo, then there's no, since he said Alay, there's no Achiv Achrayis, and if it's Meis or Nafal, it's Potim Lashalim. When he said in the Sefer, Demei Shor Ze Alay Oilo, or Demei Bai Ze Alay Korban, then he will be Chayiv Lashalim. In Shitas Rashi, some Achroinim Abedayik, that Rashi also learned that like Toysis. Rashi, in the Mishnah, it says, V'nofel Abayi is Koidim Shechzik Boi Gizbar. So the Toysis Yomtev and Chotnosin explained that Rashi is going on the Sefer. That when the Sefer said, Nofel Abayi is Chayiv Lashalim, that's only, it was Nofel before the Gizbar was Machzik in it, he took a hold of it, but once he's Machzik in it, then he's ready Potim Lashalim. However, the our Gadol on the Mishnayis and the Chidushi Marich, on Mishnayis, all ask, they both ask on the Toysis Yomtev, that if it's going on the Sefer, since we mefarish the Gemara, that the case of the Sefer is talking about where he said, Demei Bayis, said the Domim, so then he wasn't Makdash the Gufa Bayis. So what does it mean the Giz was Machzik in the Bayis? He has no Yad to be Machzik in the Bayis. It's only the Domim that he was Makdash. So therefore they explain that Rashi is going on, the Rashi is explaining the Reisha. And Rashi understood the Reisha not like Toises, that the Reisha was Makdash the actual Bayis itself. Bayis a carbon, the Bayis is a, he was Makdash al Bedeka Bayis. And there Rashi is explaining that it's talking about the Nofel Abayis Koidim Shechzik by Gizbar, because if the Gizbar was already Machzik in it, then even had he said Bayis Alay Korban, he was Makabal Achrayis, once it's Bali Yara Gizbar, as the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Lama Tes explains that if it's Bali Yara Gizbar, by Bedek Abayis, you're potter from your nether. So therefore Rashi said it's talking about Koidim Shebali Yad Gizbar, and only because he said Bayis, he was only made it like as an adova, not mekabel achrayis. Therefore, when it's nafal, he's potter min l'shalim. And the Rambam and Pisha Mishnayis, they also want to be medayik like this shita, because the Rambam explaining the sefer of the Mishnah says that the chiddush is that you shouldn't think that if it's meis hashor that he's not chayiv klum l'fisha ein dam l'meisim, like we said it by damam of a person. L'fikach haydiachad, the Mishnah was taught us shemesharin kam hu shavuk shehu meis. How much is the animal's worth when it's meis? Only by a person. As the Taisus Yomtiv earlier on the Mishnah that Beis explains that only by Adam we say Ein Dam LeMeisim, because a Meis is Adam is Asabano, a Meis. But a Behema, there's Shavi still a Nevela, therefore you'll pay how much the Nevela is worth. So on this, the Argadol is Medayik, that if the Reisha is also talking about, we said the Meis Shar Zaoilo, and then it was Meis, If we're talking about, we said Domim, why would he not be Mechaif to pay the value of the mace? He said the mace shor zeh. So he wasn't Mechaval Chreis, but this shor has a value as a Nevela. So it should be the exact same thing as the Reish, as the Sefer, and it should be Chayiv L'sham, the Demei HaNevela. So he says from this, it's Mavur, that the Rambam understood that the Reish is not talking about who was Makdish the Domim, rather he was Makdish the Gufa Shor, and the Gufa Bayis. And it's a different halacha. The Sefer is telling us the din of Domim, and we said the maize alai, he's chayiv l'shalim, the shavis of the maize, and the reish is telling us shor ze oilo. There, if he was not mekabel achrayis, he's makdish the actual shor, and it's maize ain't a chayiv l'shalim. It doesn't have a chayiv achrayis. And again, the member of Rav Chiya Barav who was making the Mishnah that once said the maize shor ze alai oilo, the maize bayis alai korban. Toises here is mistapik that what's the kavana of the Mishnah? Is the pshat, when he says, Demei Shor Ze Alay Oilo, it's as if he said, Demei Shor Shal Chaveri Alay Oilo. Meaning, it would be just like a Nidre Domim Da Alma, and he's just being ready to give the value of the Shor to Hektish. But the actual Shor is Chulin. Oidilma, when he's, And Duma, he says, the May Shor Lai Oilo, his kavan is to be Makdish the Shor Ledomov. And if it would be a Tam, it would apply the din of, once it's Nachas, Nachna Be Kedushas Domim, it's Nachna Be Kedushas Aguf. Initially, Toysis assumes that the Shor is Chulin, it's a Nidhi Dom the Alma. Maskana, Toysis holds that no, that's this way say, it's a Nidhi Dom is only if you can't be Makdish it, like a Shor Shal Haveiroi. On your own Shor, when you say Dimei Shor Lai, then your kavan is to be Makdish the Shor Ledomov. Yes, another tzad, the maskana, maybe only you speak it out, yikta sharla domov, but his, al-kaponim, his maskana is that the, our Mishnah is discussing a case where the actual shor is kaddish. And that's the sheet of the, sheet of Mekubesis, Meshem the Rosh as well. However, in sheet this Rashi, in the Bemaskal, Hachinami, the Kamar Demei, when we're explaining the Braisa, that the shor, when one said, shor zelai oilo, it says mafurish that the shor is hektish. So Rashi there says, ukudai kimna lakamond, ama yikta shor zelai domov. So the Chofetz Chaim Zevachtoid is medayik from this Rashi, that Rashi understood the only way, even in the Gemara, the only way to understand that the Shor should be hektish is only if you said it klor, that Shor Zeh, you can't Shor Zeh L'domov. But if you said Demei Shor Zeh L'Oilo, then it would be a Nidri Dom the Alma, and the Shor would be Chulin. And the Mutzel Me'esh and the Or Godol are medayik this as well in the Rambam Pish Mishnayis, which you mentioned earlier, who explained that the din of our Mishnah, the Chiddush is coming to teach us that when one says the Meishar Zeh Alai Oilo, he's Chai L'Sham because it's different than Adam, She'ein Dom L'Meis, Mashek and Ashar is Yesh Dom L'Meis, is Yesh Dom to the Nevela. That's because he's understanding it's Pasha that it's only a Nidhi Dom in the Alma. And then we say that a behavior is different and he has Dom to a Meis. And according to this, really, Tosis explains when he's going in his Pshat Metchila that it's not Kaddish, and the Muslim Eish speaks this out as well. When the Gemara said it was Masbir, that Me'alima Me'masnisin, the Akim the Kamad Demei, Hachanami the Kamad Demei, that even though they're not exactly the same, because the Brice is clearly talking about where you mean Makdish the Shor L'Domov. And that's why the Brice says the Shor is Hektish. Mashenk and our Mishnah is talking about, he just said Demei, Shor is Elai Oilo, and it's not Kaddish, it's Chulin, and just be Makdish and Nidvei Domim. Just the Tzad HaShava is that they're both discussing a case of Demei and not, we just said Shor Zeh Alai Oilo. And according to this, when the Gemara later on explains the Seif of the Braisa and says that's talking about when he said, L'Kshivayu Domav Yikdashu, and there only the, is only a Chrayis on the Domim when it's actually Bala Oilom and not on the Shor at all. So now it comes out, there's three Minei Domim, and this is that the Goha Gois, the Goha speaks that clearly, that Klal, and according to the first Shad and Taisis, which is the Sheet of Rashi and the Rambam, is that Klal the Gimel Minei Domim Hein. And be'emes, there could be another nafkamino. If it's a nidei domim, if the nidei al mishnah is a nidei domim, or it's just a din that you makdish the shor ledomov. Melvad, the question if it's actually kaddish or not, it's also what is the meaning when his mishnah says chayv l'sham? How much do you have to pay? Because the Eilish Shlomo asks on Tosis initial pshat that it's talking about nidei domim, he says, why do you have to pay? Why does the mishnah say that by shor zelai oilant meis chayv l'shalim? Why is it different than we said before, ein domim l'meis? So to this he answers that according to Tosis and Nafit Ches, who explained the din of Dom Kishas Nasino, and therefore by Adam, who's Meis, you will not pay anything because ain't Dom le Meis. Tosis there said that's a unique din by Adam. We have a pasuk that Adam you go after Shas Nasino. By Behema, there you would not follow the Shas Nasino, you go after the Shas Neder, and therefore you'd pay how much the Behema would be worth, Kshu Chai. And the Emes is the Mefurish Shita Mekubesis over there in Dafit Ches B'Shem the Rosh that says this Mefurish, and we once Masbel up the Bris Kerov and Daf Beis, he explained because it's a unique din that by Nidrei Dom you go after Shas Nesino. And further, the Rosh over there in Oysi Dalet asks on Shitas Rashi, who you mentioned earlier in the Shir, he was Chaylik on Taisis, and he says Dom Keshas Nesino is because of Misvara, because a person doesn't know how much the Adam is worth at the time of the Neder. So therefore, you pay Keshas Nesino. So he says, he asks, from our Mishnah that says, by Behema, which he obviously understands, also it's a Nidrei Domim, the Behema, when it's Meis, Yechayiv L'Shalim. So he asks, and our Mishnah is not Mashman that you're going to pay how much it's worth B'Shas the Misa as an Avela. It's Mashman you're going to pay the full value of the Shor. So this, the sheet that gives the Teretz for Rashi, that it's different to Behema than Adam, because a person is Yedea Shumas Behema when Kshu Chai, so therefore his intention is to be Noider to give the Dom of the Behema while it's Chai. However, the Rambam, which you mentioned earlier, he actually argues and he says the Din of our Mishnah, which is a Nidrei Domim, and how much do they have to pay? They pay the value of the mace, the Behema, the dead animal, which is Kshu Nevela. And that's how much you'll pay.
And the Argadol speaks out that according to the Rambam, who's mafarish the Mishnah Chayv L'Sham, only the value of the Nevela, he says that will only be in the din of the Mishnah, which is Nidvei Domim. However, the Braisa, which says that the Shar is Hektish, which obviously the Rambam understood there, Yimaktish the Shar L'Domov, as the Mar explained later. So there, when you're paying by Mace, you're going to pay the full value of the Shar. Because there it's a din Achrayis, it's not a din Nidvei Domim, it's not a din that needs a Shuma, you're paying the Achrayis of the Shar. So there you'll pay the full value of the Shar. More so, he says, there'll be another nafkamina, that by the din of the braisa, by its nignav, you'll also be chayav b'achrayis. Mashenk in the din of our mishnah, which is the nidvei domim, but you go bas the shas, the shuma, so he says, there, if it's nignav, it's worse than a mace. There's no, the behemoth is not around at all. So you have nothing to shats up. So there, if nignav, in the case of our mishnah, you wouldn't pay anything. When you get the ikke chiddush of a b'chi barav, one says, shor ze alai oilo, the din is came down as zeh umeis, ein chayav b'achrayisoy. When he says a lie, it just means lahavi yikomer. So the achroinim are bothered. What's the neschadish in this a lie lahavi yikomer? Every carbon you have to bring the carbon, and if you don't bring the carbon, you have a bal tachas. What is he moisiv and adding by saying a lie lahavi yikomer? So there's a few explanations. The Tiferes Yisrael explains that in the a lie is neschadish that here he's mechuyev to bring it for his own carbon and can use it letzayrich his friend's carbon, as we find in Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin, such a concept. Here you have to bring it for your own carbon. The Maisa Chayisha brings from the Machzeh Avram that he wants to say here it's Neschadish that here he can't send it Ayyadei Shliach, he has to bring it himself. That he himself has to be Tereach and Davos HaKorban. The Lev Aryeh in Chulin Kuf Lamates is Mavura, another Pshat, that here it's Neschadish, that in this actual Behemoth, even though if it would die, he wouldn't have to replace it, but if the Behemoth gets Nignevei Neva, since the Behemoth is still in existence, the lie is Mechayiv him to go search for the animal, and to bring it, and if he can't find it, he would have to replace it. The Mikdash Yecheskel asks, even though he has to search for it, but we would see that he would have to replace it. That already would run into being an actual nether. Additionally, we could answer based on a kasha the Mishle Melech in Perek Yedalad Maisa Kabonas Halacha Hei asks on a Toisus in Chulin on Daf Chabez, who says in one teretz that a carbon chayva, when one brings the carbon la azara, he's yotzi de chayvasi. So the Satirist Mishle Melech asks that how could be yotze? We know, like, from the first Mishnah, already in Zvachim, that Beis, that Kol HaZvachim, if you don't bring it, leave it L'shma, so all L'shem Chayva. So who had in a Karmel Chayva, you shouldn't be Yoytze without the actual Akrava. Similarly, you can look at the Tur Evan in Megillah and Daf Chesam and Beis, asked this Kasha on a Rashi in Chulin Kuf Lamates, and on Me'il and Daf Yates, which also mentions that you're Yoytze by Karmel Nether with the Aval HaZor. So how could be Yoytze without the actual Akrava? So to this, the Michas Avram in Zvachim, that Beis brings from the Biskarov, who answers that based on the Gemara in Zvachim and the Avdalit and Megillah Daf Ches, that learns that this, that nether, is Chai Bachrayis, is learned from a pasuk V'nir Tzoloi L'chapar Alov, command the Tana Kaspi Domi. So this Grav is bothered, why do we need a special pasuk tape of V'nir Tzoloi L'chapar Alov, tape Klei, Mitzad Meitzv Sechat Tishma V'asista Kasha Nadata, you were needed to bring this carbon, you said a lie, so you have to be Mekayim your nether. So to this, the Biskrov answers that Mitzad the nether that you spoke out, that would only be Mitzchayiv to bring it Lazar, to bring it to the Koyin. This day, you have to make sure it's actually Yachroi, until it's actually Nikrav, that's learned out of the Pasuk V'nir Tzolei L'chaperlov, that's a din that's Chal Mitzad the carbon. A carbon which is a nether, it has a din Achrayis, that's command the Tana Kasmi, until you actually bring it. Until the actual Akrova, Yachroi for it. Based on this, we could say that without a lie, it would have been enough to just bring it Lazara, like as Mavur and Rashi and Chulin on Kuflamites. But now that he said a lie, it means that klapei this carbon, he's mekabel be'oifin a lie lavir carbon, like Rashi says the torech achi eskarif, and that he klapei this, he has a teirus nether that he has a achrayis until it's actually brought, and that's what's intoisiv with a lie lavir kamer. I in the ma'is lechayshiv says something along these lines, but al derzeh you could be miyashiv the gemara of what's the neschadish in a lie lavir kamer.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.